Somewhere only we know. Now, sitting in a pub with a pint, debating with your mates and putting the world to rights is a much-loved pastime for many of us. And if you do like to broaden your horizons over your favourite beverage, then there is something happening in the Liverpool city centre that might be right up your street. Pints of Science are a grassroots non-profit organisation who run events up and down the country that bring science fans together in pubs to chat about the latest research in a more relaxed environment. Next month, the Shipping Forecast on Slater Street will play host to the Liverpool School of Tropical Medicine, who are celebrating their 125th anniversary and are eager to share some of their latest news in their evening called Science Bites. Dr. Thomas Hampton, who is a Wellcome Trust Clinical PhD Research Fellow, as well as an ear, nose and throat surgery registrar, will be one of the speakers on the night, and he's currently in Malawi, which he'll no doubt tell us about, and he joins me now. Hello, Dr. Thomas.
Hi, Joe. Thanks very much for inviting me on.
No, thank you. We're going from Merseyside to Malawi. So the Pints of Science event sounds great. How long have you been involved?
So I was first excited enough to see one of those events when I went to listen as a punter and heard some very inspiring people talk about their research. And I thought one day, if I ever get to do a PhD, I would love to do that myself. So now I'm lucky enough to be able to do it about 4 years later.
Nice. And so why do you think it's so important to research like this, with, like, you know, to share this research with the general public? Are people really fascinated to hear about what's going on in the world of science?
So I think I'm really privileged to be able to spend time learning a bit more about science that should hopefully help people. I'm interested in hearing and how people deal with that. So I think we've got a responsibility not just to be stuck in our ivory towers, but tell people what that work might mean for them, you know, and if we can inspire young children at school or even older people who are already, you know, engaged in higher education to take it further and do some work that has an impact. And I think that's really important.
Oh, yeah, totally. You're in Malawi at the moment, lovely part of the world. And there's some research from you from there that you're going to bring to your talk, which is called Can You Feel Me Talking? Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's about 1.5 billion people worldwide who have difficulty with hearing, so about one in five people in the world. And that means, but we reckon about 34 million children which have that issue. But most of the people with that hearing burden, particularly in children, is in lower income countries, for example, like Malawi. And LSTM as a university has a really good long-standing relationship with the universities and the doctors and nurses in Malawi. And so one of my PhD supervisors is called Rukiza Mwafu. He's one of the ENT surgeons that works here. And we're trying to develop some work that's already been done in Liverpool, Brighton and Cambridge to see if we can give bone conduction headphones. So headphones that work by vibration, so you feel it rather than hear it, that's what the joke in the title is, and to see if we can produce some studies that show that they work for children that otherwise wouldn't have access to hearing aids, because at the moment our best estimates say only about 3% of all the people in the world that can benefit from hearing technology have access to it. So we're hoping to fill that gap.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, it's not amazing, but I mean, the fact is amazing. I spoke once recently, actually, to a DJ, a drum and bass DJ, who's 80% deaf, and he also feels the music. He wears like a bass pack on his vest and stuff, you know, so there's different ways of hearing, but of course, only probably available here in the UK.
It's really good. I mean, one of the things that we also care about is that even in the UK where we've got good provision for hearing aids, let alone children who might be more at risk of like bullying and stigma, mm-hmm. even amongst adults, you find maybe as many as 20% of English adults won't be wearing their hearing aids because, I mean, you can reduce it to a sort of vanity or personal concern about the cosmetic appearance of it. So a big part of what we're trying to do is we're engaging with like local hip-hop artists here, so a guy called Butchie who very kindly like did a sort of sensitization event, getting the children involved. I mean, I'm too old to be a bastion for what's cool and what isn't anymore, but hopefully if we can get these headphones looking like the kind of thing kids want to wear and make it look like they're listening to music and doing something for them, then they'd be less likely to suffer from sort of nervousness or stigma around wearing it. So a big part of it is assessing that acceptability.
Sounds fascinating. Are there any other breakthroughs that you're working on, what you can tell us about?
So we are trying to find out why some people get benefit from the hearing aids and some people don't. So we've worked out in a big study that we did in Brighton that if you have a sort of a score about how well you can hear speech and noise, which is really important for children learning in schools, with even with this device, some people get about 17% improvement in their score, which is fantastic. And that'll have like a big impact on their like numeracy and literacy rates and help them become strong, independent adults. But there's a small proportion for whom it doesn't work. And so we need to do a little bit more work about why that might be. And we're going to do that work with some interviews and some in-depth scoring questionnaires. I'm going to do that work both here. And then again, we're hoping to get some more funding to do that in a few other countries, both in sort of Central Africa and Southern African setting, and also back home in the UK.
Sounds fabulous. And this is all happening on Monday, the 22nd of May. You know, what can we expect from the night when you come along to these things? What's it like?
Well, basically, we want to try and make it so that you learn something new, you learn something that you still want to talk about or share with your friends or your family the next time you go to the pub or the next time you go for a dinner with people, and make you feel positive about science, positive about health. And there'll be stuff pitched for the levels of adults that know what they're doing and also kids that are just generally interested. So, like, it's hopefully something for everyone.
Yeah, definitely. Is it a ticketed event or is it – how does it work? Do you turn up?
There is a ticketed event, yeah, but there's still tickets available. So,
thank you so much. Well, enjoy the rest of Malawi. Dr. Thomas Hansen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Cheers, thanks for inviting me.
It's all happening at the Shipping Forecast on Monday the 22nd of May. Get your tickets now.